Okay. So we started the first pasuk. We'll start from the beginning again. Mishle Shlomo ben Dov Melech Yisrael. So the Gra says, Mishle b'chol dover yeshchema u'poyel v'tzur v'tachlis. Everything has four things to it. We went into this last time, so we won't go into it again. But Moshe kasev v'kamei pa'amim v'chein u'kan. Mishle u'achoyme shel ha'sefer hazeh. Mishle is the material, right? The chomer, the sefer, Shlomo v'goyim hu ha'poyel. Shlomo Melech is the poyel. L'das v'goyim hu tavnis v'tzros v'inyon. That's the structure and of the Metzura, the Inyan of the Sefer. But Tachlis v'Tachlis Musa, which is the next Pasuk, so actually Pasuk Gimel, v'Tachlis Musa Haskel Tzedek v'Mishra Yisharim, that's the Tachlis. Which, again, we pointed out, the Tachlis is not the L'das Chacham Musa, or the Wahavanim Rabina. The Gra says the Tachlis of the Sefer is v'Tachlis Musa Haskel. And he says, right, the midrash is not the ikar, the maisa, the practical device that comes out of it. That's the ikar. Shlomo ben David.
Is that kal always, or as far as say for Mishlei the point is like that?
Being that he brings the chazal kila midrash ikar la maisa, it sounds like he holds that that's the tachlis of the Torah is the maisa shabai. How it fits with other chazal, okay, that's already a big deal already. The Mishayim already discussed this, Yishanim Yuma has a whole thing on this. It's not for us now.
These four things, that's the order of them, Chaimah and then Payal? I would have thought like Payal and then Chaimah. Like Chaimah and Sur, like, go together and the Payal probably comes first.
Yeah, okay. It's not dafka. Just I guess over here, that's just the way the pasuk was masadir. That Mishle is the chomer and Shlomo is the poel. So the Gra Bukhara just used that order, the order of the pasuk. Fine.
It's
the
musa
pasuk
base and the musa pasuk gimel is the same. Just one's surah, one's tachlis.
Again.
Das chochmo musa pasuk base and the tachlis musa aske is the same musa. It's just one's.
You're saying what's the two musars? Yeah, L'das Chachma Musar is it's apparently the musar, L'das Chachma Musar, since that musar is connected to Chachma, it's the Chachma Sheba, it's the Chachma Sheba Musar, whereas L'kachas Musar, right? That's L'das Musar. There are people that know Musar, but L'kachas Musar Haskel is to take it into you means to apply it. So it's an application of the Musar.
Chochma is
not the tachlis. Right, that's what he says. Yeah. Okay, so Shlomo ben David Melech Yisro, kelo im sefer tzorich leida mihu amachabroi, ima im machabro godo b'chochma, b'vadi yebesifri chochma z'vedoilis, v'chem v'yir, v'chem v'toyer, also can shleish sforum shein shleish mishle echt a chokhma shein ya musva shleish al tayra. We went into this last week, not going to go to again. We neged ela shleish neged these three things chokhma musa and tayra. Amar kan shle dvar mi said over here three things neged chokhma ma shloima tsiv be va yech kam mikol adam, right? The name Shlomo is tied to chokhma because we see the Shlomo Melech was miyuchad in that he was yech kam mikol adam. He was had more chachma than any other person. V'neged Musar Amar ben David, and the Musar aspect of Shlomo Melech is expressed in the fact that he was ben David. Why? Shaya chassid gadol. David HaMelech was a chassid gadol. K'meshem u'chazal aroya David b'chaloy yitzapel l'chassidus. K'meshem u'chassid shamra nafshi ki chassid ani. U'kshenem alav shaya ben David. So first of all, you see that David HaMelech was a chassid, which means that he was a Baal Musar, he was Misnayag, he acted with Musar, right? He knew how to be Mizgaber over everything. And that's the Chasidus, Chasidani. So then he says, Shenemar Olav Shayyu Ben David. So if the Pasig is referring to Shlomo HaMelech as Ben David, doesn't it just say Mishle Shlomo Melech Yisrael, Pasuk stresses the fact that he's ben David. It's mistama hayim emali makam avoyisav. So mistama, it's because he followed his father's footsteps. We find a similar idea, right, that Yaakov Avinu said he doesn't, right, he didn't want that the name, his name should be Niyuchs, right, Nisyachid, on the sharm that come out from him, right. That's so you see that his siachsus means that there's some kind of connection here in that bechina. So Ben David is that Shlomo Melech had Musa, is a Bal Musa. V'neged Torah Amar Melech Yisrael. What's the shaykhis of Torah with Melech Yisrael? Mashal Amar Kosev Bi Melechim Min Moichu. That's a pasuk later on in Mishlei that you know the kings rule. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that, right, the rule because of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. From Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives the malchus, and the Chazal say that the Gemara in Gittin, right? Menolach Ad Rabbanim Ikru Melachim. How do you know that the Rabbanim are called Melachim? So Gemara says Amalud Chsev Bi Melachim Yloichu. Brings that pasuk. You see, the Gemara learns that pasuk is that the Rabbanim, the Balei Torah, they are Melachim. So those are the three inyanim, Chachma, Musa, and Torah, or incorporated into this pasuk, defining us who the Mechaber is, that he's koyel all these three things. The Elu Agim Mishle, who said by Yidab Shleish is Allah
from Marshall. Isn't like Torah a form of Chachma, and Musa a form of Chachma?
We'll try to speak a little bit about that soon. I just want to see the Grand Sarkar. So these three Mishle, right? Because we said that the Sefer is split up into three Mishles, right? So they are the Soid of what it says, Vayidab Shlesh is Allah Mashal, that Shlomo Melech spoke 3,000 Mashalim. So the three is connected to 3,000. So that the Ravda brings down from Chassav Yad, I never know where the source for these things are, but it brings down from Lakutei Agro Chassav Yad that on Shir Shirim, the first pasuk, he says, Mikol HaShleishas, this is apparently the Lashon Agro, Mikol HaShleishas, or whoever wrote it, B'Shem Agro, Mikol HaShleishas, Alofim Moshal, Birer Shleishim Mishal. Like from the 3,000, he chose these three Mishal. Like this is like the Ulish of Ahem. These are like the three best. That are connected. Those, so could be that that's what he means over here. And Maisa, I saw in a different place.
Each safe is one Moshal.
Each sefer is one month. It's considered one month. Yeah. So, basically, though, I think in the Shir Shirim itself, if I remember correctly, the Grod says a different thing, that these three are besides all 3,000. So I don't know how the two things stem, but whatever it is, even if they're separate, but apparently they're connected, right? They're koyel of those 3,000. These three. Okay. But the important thing the Gra is saying here is that that's the three Mishalim here, or the 3,000 Mishalim is connected, that Chochma, Musar, and Torah. That's the Yisrael where he's coming. So we have to try to understand a little bit, and that's what we're going to see from Pasuk Beis. What are these three different things, Chochma, Torah, Musar? Well, that's Chochma, Musar, Lahavin, Imre, Bina. So the Gra says, So first, we have three things mentioned in this pasuk, right? Chochma, Musar, and Bina. Okay. So the Gro says, "Inyan haSefer hu odas Chochma Musar lahavin imre Bina." Right. The inyan of the Sefer, which means the tzura of the Sefer, the way the Gro explained it before. The tzura of the sefer is the das chochma musul havin imir bina leida chochma, to know chochma. What does it mean to know chochma? Now the Gro is going to define to us what chochma is. An unbelievable thing. Shelo yipoil bereshes ayitzahara asher upoiris leraglov, that he should not fall into the trap of the yitzahara, who spreads his trap ready to grab the person. Shelo yitpate bepituyo, and that he should not become seduced by the Yitzhara. That is Chochma. That is Chochma. Okay, this needs a try, we'll speak, we'll hezbra on it one again. Let's first learn the Gron, and we'll speak. We might need another time next week to continue it on this pasuk as well. Musa, what's Musa? Im Yitzrayim is Gaber Olav. If the Yitzhahara of the person is Misgaber on the person. In other words, Chochma is preventive medicine, that he will not fall into the trap of the Yitzhahara. Musr is the medicine, or not the medicine. Musr is, if the Yitzhahara is Misgaber over the person, now he's fighting for his life, so to say, he's almost doing that there or whatever. So liyaseres atzma, to afflict himself, v'lishbor oisei, and to break it, to break the yitzhara. Mashikosav leimal asurim tseu l'asher b'choshech yigolu. V'hayinu oisim shekvar biyad yitzram. That's talking about, right, to tell the prisoners to go out. Right? That's talking about the people that are already imprisoned by they're already in the hands of the yitzhara. V'masurim tachas yodai. V'govra leimal oi. They're already imprisoned by the yitzhara, and he's overpowered them very much. The Yetzirah is overpowered those people very much. They can go out of the grasp of the Yetzirah through Musar. And those people who are in the dark, Shaloi Ro Or, the Einin Makirim Pituyo, that haven't seen light, and they don't recognize the Pituyim, right? The seductions of the Yetzirah. Al yedei Torah yigalu lehem v'yakiru pituyav. Through the Torah, they will learn about them. They will recognize how the Yitzhar seduces the person, how he, you know, gets the person. The Torah will inform them, will reveal to them, will show them the light. Lahovin imre bino. So that's, yeah. What?
That last point. Torah v'musar.
Yeah, so he puts over here Torah, like Bukhara, in, yeah, his focus over here is on Musar, but the Torah, you have to learn the Torah to see what the Torah's Eitz is, how to work with the Eitzahara, how to escape the Eitzahara, right, how he works.
How is that Musar?
Is
it how? Yeah, it is Musar, two parts of the puzzle. It's through
Musar, but he's saying we were learning the Musar out of the Torah. That's the way I understand it, at least. Yeah. They're going to learn it Ali Deya Musar. So the question is what the second part. Yeah, no, so it's the same people. Though sounds like maybe there's two things here.
No, those who are stuck, the Musa helps them get out.
They realize that they're stuck.
I'm not sure if it's two separate things or if it's one thing. I don't know. Sorry if you had to It is mashba, just the fact that he puts it all under the category of the word Musar. That it's all part of this one category of Musar, because that's what he's dividing the pasuk into. You know, Chachma, that's the preventive. The Musar is how to fight once you're already entrapped. So it looks like it is part of Musar. I don't know exactly how to read it in two steps here or one thing. I'm not sure. Okay, Lahavin Imre Bina. To understand the statements of wisdom, of Bina, of understanding. Because even if the person breaks his Yitzhahara and his Taiva, okay, he has to see to it that he breaks it b'derech haTorah. Don't be more of a tzaddik than what's written in the Torah. L'moshel, for example, she is anekola shavuva gam b'shabbos. You're going to be such a tzaddik that you fast the whole, not just the whole week, but even on Shabbos. v'chadayim. And that's already against halacha. That's against the Torah. The Torah says to be mis'aneg on Shabbos.
It shouldn't be neged the Torah. As long as it's within halacha.
Yeah, it doesn't have a problem with the 6 days. You can fast the 6 days, but to fast also on Shabbos, where the Torah says to be mis'aneg, that's neged the Torah.
The Torah itself is just a ma'akim. You just can't be a steer to that.
Yeah, but it's more than that. We'll see as we get to the end. We'll try to speak a little bit more about the whole. Oh, okay. We know that. We're gonna. There's all good questions. We'll try to answer all of them with the one big ma'alach. Ve'elu ha'shleisha, and these three things, who neged shleisha scholim sheba adam. These three things, okay, chachma, musar, and bina, are connected the three types of seichel that are in the person: seichel ha'iyuni, seichel ha'machshava, seichel ha'maisa. Okay, the seichel ha'iyuni, literally, right, the insightful seichel, seichel ha'machshava, the thought seichel, seichel ha'maisa is the practical seichel. Actually, I don't know why they weren't mitzayin here, but the makor for this is the Rambam in Shmoneh Prokem at the end of Perek Aleph. Take a look over there. The Rambam divides up the Seichel into these three things. So, the Gra touches up what these three things are. It's like what we would call more like the theoretical intellect, the theoretical Seichel, which is the ways of Shemayim, how the stars go, how the Merkava works, right? Ma'aser Merkava, and those things, the lofty things. That's the Seichel Yuni. The Seichel Machshava, who lahanig is atzma b'midus. The Seichel of Machshava is how to lead himself with midus. The Seichel Ma'aser who b'Ma'aser. The Seichel Ma'aser is in the Ma'aser of the person. Right? Midus are, the Mida is what brings to the Ma'aser. Right? The Mida brings to the Ma'isa. Mida is what we'd call, let's say, personality traits in the person. Yeah, so that's Seichel HaMachshava, is how to be manning himself with Midas. Seichel HaMa'isa is the actual doing of things.
It's another Seichel.
Huh?
It's another Seichel.
Yeah. Let's see what he says here. Behein neged chukim mishpatim mitzvos. He puts these three things neged chukim mishpatim mitzvos. Chukim is b'shamayim. Chukim are things that b'shamayim. K'mesh kosa yedata chuk b'shamayim. If you want to, to understand this in a basic way, we know that chuk is something that's not really understandable to the human mind. That's always how we use the word chuk. So that's like attributed to Shemayim. It's above the seichel. It's above the normal realm of the person. So that's what he would call, that's keneged the seichel yuni, which is like a theoretical seichel. It's a seichel of dealing with the Shemayim, dealing with the mystical things, dealing with the merkava, dealing with things that are outside of our realm. Mishpatim hu ba'aretz. Mishpatim is something that has to do with down here, this world, aretz. Because of melech ba mishpat yamid aretz. You see, mishpat and aretz are related. Right? The king is maimed the aretz through mishpat. Va mitzvos hein mechabim shemayim ba'aretz. And mitzvos attach shemayim ba'aretz. Which means mitzvos, okay, we know mitzvos there. They're chukim mishpatim are also mitzvos, but you see the Gra saying that there's three aspects here. If you didn't begin this here, there's chukim, there's mishpatim, which is shemayim v'aretz, and mitzvahs that connect together the shemayim v'aretz, or connect together the chukim mishpatim. That's going to be the seichel. The mitzvahs is going to be the seichel. All right, we'll have to work that out. 1 second. Seichel Ma'ase, he told us the Seichel Ma'ase of Ma'ase. So that's the mitzvahs of Torah.
Yes, same Torah mitzvahs and midas. You sure? Before the Adam HaMachab, I keep reading. I think it's
my, no. Alright, let's read to the end. We'll work it. So then he says, Chukim We said that. Vamitzim b'chaim shemayim v'oretz. V'hein soid shemayim v'oretz v'adam mechaberim. That's the soid of shemayim v'oretz and the adam that's mechaber the shemayim v'oretz. So the adam then is the mitzvahs, right? Which are being mechaber the shemayim v'oretz or the chukim mishpatim. V'hein soid Torah u'mitzvahs u'midas. Now he switches terminology or switches like the, you know, division here, or he goes to another division. He says that's the side of Torah, Mitzvahs, and Midas.
What he started with.
Right, so that would be the Torah is the Shemayim, the Mitzvahs is the Aretz, and the Midas is the Adam that connects the Shemayim and the Aretz. So basically, we would have, you want to like the pairs of things, right? You'd have Torah, Shemayim, Chochma, Chukim. That's all. One
bechina. Seichel Yuni.
That's Seichel Yuni. Then you'd have mitzvahs, eretz, bina, mishpatim.
That's Seichel.
That's a question. What's that? That's l'chayra. That would be the Seichel. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Or it's Adam, Torah is Midas. Midas is much rather than Midas. It's nice.
Yeah. Is he always going in the order? Whenever he brings it down, he brings in the order, no?
No, but he says that this is from the Kabbalah Shema Torah.
It looks like the Seichel and Maisa would be the Mitzvahs, actually. Because every time he seems to bring it in the right order. Right? So Torah mitzvahs are it's a Shemayim or it's an Adam Mechaber, Chochma Bina, Musa, Chukim Mishpatim and mitzvahs. Just judging by the fee that it seems that the Seichel Maisa would be connected the third Bechina. But it's not. External raya. You know,
you said lahanig zatzo b'midos comes out. It's not something as midos.
Lahanig
zatzo
midos. That's the Seichel Machshava.
And that's the third one. That's the second one. And then it comes out. It's not connected midos.
Yeah, but that switches anyway because mitzvahs in the chukim is about the mitzvahs is the third one.
Right.
And Torah mitzvahs midos mitzvahs is the second one.
So. Yeah. Okay.
That's not necessarily it. Okay, so let's start off with a little bit just the musagim here, because this is very Yusayizik for the whole Sefer, it's Yusayizik for the Baal, everything. Give a little bit, we'll first talk about the Chachma. Okay. And this is that we need a little bit Hezber to understand what Chochma Bina Musa and Chochma Bina Musa is. The Pashas is that we'll see, but the Musa is going to be the Bechina of Das. Chochma Bina and Musa, which is going to be Das. Now, there are three moichin of a person. It's Chokhmah Bina. Well, Chokhmah is the right brain, Bina is the left brain, and Das is the chibur between the two. Now, what's the characteristic traits of each one? So Chokhmah, no, Peter Svar, Chokhmah Ma'ayin Timatzeh. Chokhmah is the Tchilas Hayesh, the beginning of substance, the beginning of something, right? The Bria was Yesh Me'ayim. The beginning of that Yesh is called Chokhma. It's Kenegah, the Svarim speak of, for example, the Tipa that comes out from the father and producing a child, right? So you have the Chelik of the father, that's the Tipa, which is Chel, like everything inside of it, but it's an undivided form. Right? You don't see any Evorim there, right? It's just an undivided form. It's concentrated. It's a concentrated oneness of substance, but you don't see anything in that substance. The mother then receives that tipa, right? And inside of her it develops different evorim, you know, develops the tsura, develops the form of different limbs, tarig evorim, right? So That's what the Zohar says. The bina is dinin mis'aron mino. What is the idea of dinin? Dinin really means fragmentation, separation. Okay. Chesed is togetherness. Chesed is one. When you do chesed with somebody, it's because you're recognizing that that person is really a part of you. That's the what the chesed is. It's a chibur. It's really an acht. It's really vart an achtos. But bina, dinin misarmin. Even though by bina, it's also a unified. It's also a oneness to a certain extent. But differentiation can be discerned in that oneness. Right? You can see arms, legs, whatever, you know, in the Vlad. Okay, and that comes from the koich of Bina. Bina is Ima. That's the Bina, right? Maven Dover Mitoich Dover. You're already dealing with multiple things. You're understanding one thing from another. There's Rabim here. There's something, there's multitude here. Das is the chibur between these two things. Okay, das is a connection between the right and the left. I should have brought the list of and I have each brain, the right and left brains, think in different ways. The right brain is the one that recognizes faces, recognizes holes. It's a yichadik moyach. And the Bina Moyach is the Moyach which is the verbal part, you know, words, the language. These are the parts that have to deal with breaking things down. I give you a mushal in when you learn. Yeah. When you learn a sugya in Shas, right? So, I mean, different people do it different ways, but one of the ways, you know, you can learn a sugya and go over it from beginning to end. And you get like an initial feeling for the sugya, some kind of initial connection. You haven't yet made diyukim and this and that, whatever it is, but you have a certain impression of the sugya. That bechina is really chokhmah. It's not all worked out, but it's some kind of internal connection that you have made with that sugya that you feel it's this way. It's not stam a gut feeling, like, you know, oh, it's as far as boich. No. There's an emes dika. There's an emes dika hasoga that a person has when he learns sugya. But that's not enough. If you leave it at that, you might make a mistake. Right? So you go over the sugya now. You start to be medayik in Gemara. You start medayik in Rashi. The diyukim is using the ma'ir bina. The diyukim is ma'ir to analyze the sugya. That's the ma'ir bina. Now, then you have to go back. You can chop down the sugya into piece, right? But like, does the whole thing make sense? Right? You could be, you have like a deal, yeah, this way, this direction, and this way, you have a mess. Now you have to still go back, and like they say, you lose sight of the forest, you only see the trees. That's the over diyukim, but you like the sugya now is all a mess. So you have to go back and learn the whole sugya in its wholesome way. Together with the diyukim, that's the das. That's putting together the chachma together with the bina. And that's the ultimate, you know, that's the end teitza that you're looking for in the sugya. So now, on the one hand, in that mashal that we just used, so das sounds like the highest, and in the sifrim also das is the highest because chachma is chachma, and bina is bringing it down further, and das is bringing it down all the way to the lamaisa dika. Living with it in the Alpi Musar. That's Alpi Musar, and it's correct. Mitzad Sheni, Alpi Kabbalah, Chochma is the highest, and Das is the lowest. Okay, and it's not a stira. It's Pashat that the Chochma is the Shayush that's coil in it all the later Madregas. So it's the Shayush of it, and it's the highest. If somebody could get a Havana at the highest, deepest level, that's the best, that's the highest asaga. But sometimes, you know, there's a famous Reb Chaim Brisker, right? That if you can't explain it, then you're lacking in Havana. So I always add to that it's very meduyik. You're lacking in Havana. You're lacking in the Bina Shavuot. But it doesn't mean that you didn't get anything. There are actually people that learn. There are certain people that are very right right brain oriented, and they learn a pasuga correct, like all the time, you know. they learn it, they hop onto it, but they can't explain to you where they got it from. They're like, you try to push them whatever it is, and you got them good, you can fool them, and sometimes they actually are, they have something. For example, you know what's a good example of this? The difference between, you know, Chasron, Dam Milsa La Milsa here, but it's the same idea I'm trying to bring up in a different way. The difference between Yushalmi and Bavli. I don't know if anyone's looked at Yushalmi, but Yushalmi, it doesn't have all the Maso Matan, it doesn't have all the Shaka Bataya. It's much more straightforward. And the reason for that is, the Shlach HaKadosh says in Sefer Pesachim, which is not the way it sounds, as if it's on Masechet Pesach, and that's so much on Masechet, it's more just on Pesach, whatever, but that's what Shlomo says over there, that the Iker Esek of the Amiroim in Eretz Yisrael was in Seydus HaTorah. Memela, they got to everything in a direct way, and they didn't need to go through the whole Shaka Vataya, because the whole reason for Shaka Vataya of Bovil, says in the Sfarim, is because there's a Mokum of Klippus and Eretz Chutzlars. There's Klippus that separate us from the Or Hashem. In order to break through to the Pnimius of the thing, you have to break through all the Klippus. That's the point. Arizal says the point of the Shaka Vataya is to break the outer shells until you get to the pre inside. But where you're living in Eretz Yisrael, and Yuzaycha Tavir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, which is Chachma, right? Iker Seydus HaTorah was part of what we're going to mention earlier, the Grah. So then already you're able to get this direct Hasaga at the Sheirish, which is an inner connection to the thing, where you don't have to go through the whole verbal Shakla Vataya until you crack the case open. It's a more direct line, which is a Murid Gazash. Mitzat Sheini, that's what the Gemara says. One of the Amorim come from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and really, one Amorim of Eretz Yisrael is like two. There's a two, I think, of Bavel. But when one comes from Bavel, comes up to Eretz Yisrael, so he's double the worth of one Amorim of Eretz Yisrael. What's that? That's exactly this. The guy that the Chochma level that Eretz Yisrael has is a much higher Madrega Lamaisa than the Bavli, which is being Oisik. The Iker Oisik is breaking the Klippus till he gets to the Pnimius, using Machbina till he gets to it. But Lamaisa, if you only have the Chochma, or you don't have the Bina so much, you are lacking in something that you don't know how to express it, you don't know necessarily how to. There's a certain lacking in, it's not fleshed out as much. And therefore, the Amora that comes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he now has both. He gets the Chochma of Eretz Yisrael, but he also has that tremendous Kli of Bina that he got from Chutz Arts, and the Tzir for those two things together. That's the highest. He's got all the pluses. Okay, so I know we're getting a little bit off, but Bez Hashem will bring it back. Okay. So let's just finish off with this, that the Chochma is a very big Hasaga, and Al-Pi Kabbalah, when a person gets that Madreg of Chochma, Rizal says many places, the Klippas have no hold over the person. That's it. They're finished. He will not fall to the Eitzar anymore. Will not fall, you know. The klipa is the koyches hara. The sitra achra is misa. Right? That's what it is. Chochma techaye ba'aleach. Chochma is a chius. The person is holding in that madrig of chius. That's etzachayim. Finished. The etzar is no more. That's pshat in the Rambam. That's the soid of the Rambam. At the end of Hilchas Yisuri Bia, which I wrote on the side over here. So Omru, right? The Rambam says over there. Omru yifna atzma. The Yitzhar of Arayas doesn't get strong in the heart of a person except in a heart that's vacant of Chochma. And by Chochma, the Pasuk in Mishlei Dafka says, Ayelis ahovim v'yalas chen dadea yervucha b'chol eis ba'avosa tishke tomim. That's the Ayala, which is love, right? Yalas chen, it's mala chen, it's mala charm. Actually, chen is also a force of chokmas nistar, or tevis that's used. That's that. The dodim will, like, you know, give the wetness, the nourishment that's needed. B'chol eis, at all times, it's going to be mamish going crazy with love. Always, so person's heart is filled with chachma. There's no place for the arayas to come in because he's so in love with the Rabbeinu Shalala. But that love comes from meduyik, like the Rambam says, chachma. Come that the Rambam didn't have Kabbalah, but the Seichel Rambam is a Seichel Ater. Rabbi Yonis Eibishitz writes in the Tumim, Menachem and the Mishkov also writes in his Biro Mishas Chassidim that the Rambam, yeah, I think he writes about the Rambam, but Tumim for sure writes about the Rambam, that you could be Dorish in the Rambam things even that weren't Oila on his Das, things that the Rambam didn't intend, because the Rambam is written like Baruch HaKodesh. So every word, even if the Rambam didn't mean it, it takes on an existence of its own. And the vort in that is that the Rambam is Seichel HaTorah. So what he produces with that Das Torah, with that Seichel HaTorah, it's Torah Chai V'Kayim, so it's Kabbalistic also. Anyway, that's the point though here, is that Rambam, that's what the Grove is saying over here. Leida Chochmah Shelo Yipoil Bereshes HaYetzahara Shopuris Teragov. Chochmah is something which throws away the Yetzahara. It's not Negei anymore. There's no trap. You can't fall into the trap. Because once a person reaches that level of Chochmah, before we're in all this Sefer Kabbalah, that's it. That's Mavriach the Klipas. There's no, they don't have any hold on it. Okay, that's the first step, as Hashem will continue.
That's the initial spark of Chochmah.
Yeah.
That's the...